Please note that tonight's meeting, other than the confidential sessions, are being recorded and will be placed on Council's website. All in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing Council should be aware that you may be recorded. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the Darug and Gunungurra people, who are the traditional owners in which Penrith local government area is situated. We also pay our respects to Elders past, present and emerging, and to First Nations people living in our community today.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, tonight as we gather together as a council, we affirm that you are the giver and sustainer of life. We come together as representatives of our community to make decisions that will benefit this city and the people within it. We come not in a spirit of competition, not as adversaries, but as colleagues. Help us to treat each other with respect, with dignity, with interest and with honesty. Help us not just to hear the words we say, but also to hear each other's hearts. We seek to be wise in all that we say and do. As we meet, our concern is for this city. Grant us wisdom, courage, and strength. Lord, help us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Afternoon, councillors. Just moving through the agenda. There's no leave of absences. Apologies. We did have an email from Councillor Austin, but she hasn't come in as of yet. It was approved, but we'll put her in as an apology at this stage. If someone can move an apology, Councillor Thane. Councillor Thane, all in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Can I get someone to move the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the 28th of April 2025? Councillor McLean, and you have an amendment?
I do, Mr. Mayor. In relation to the minutes from the Committee of the Whole, item 3, I believe Councillor John Thane had declared a pecuniary interest in relation to that point and left the chamber for the duration.
We'll note that and accept it with that amendment.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a seconder for that. Councillor Skinner, put it to the Council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Any pecuniary interests on any of the items tonight? There being no pecuniary interests, we'll move on. No one addressing Council, no mayoral minutes tonight. We have two reports. The Heritage Advisory Committee, have I got a move?
Mayor, I'll move both of them, but I do have a question on two, if that's okay.
Have I got a seconder for those? Councillor Fowler, Councillor Thane?
Don't expect an answer tonight, Mr. Mayor, but if I could get a memo or just a phone call for the local traffic committee, just to let me know if there's been a petition that's gone to the local traffic committee about speed hump removal in Francis Street, Cambridge Park.
We'll get someone to come back to you with that, Councillor Thane. All right, moving on to the delivery reports. Starting with outcome one, first item, Jerry's Creek Biodiversity Restoration Project. Have I got a mover for that? Councillor Thane, Councillor McLean, any speakers? Been no speakers. I'll put that to Council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Outcome two, items two, three and four. Have I got any calls for any of those three items? Have I got a mover for those items? Councillor Nuttall? Councillor Cook, I'll put that to the Council. All in favour? Against? Declared that carried. Outcome number three, item number five, there will be an amendment to this as the item number three, it says Orchard Hills, it should be Glenmore Park in the recommendations. So it will be done at that adjustment. Have I got any calls on that item? Have I got a mover? Councillor McLean, Councillor Corr, put that to the Council. All in favour, with the amendment, of course. Against, declare that carried. Move, Councillor Pella? No, we haven't got any 375As tonight. Okay. Moving on to outcome four. Sorry, Councillor Fowler. Oh, it's not on the... Sorry, my apologies, it's not on my sheet, so I will... I'll put it through as a 375A. There's show of hands, right hands, all in favour. Against, declared that carried unanimously. Thank you, Councillor Fowler. Moving on to outcome four. Items number 6 and 7. Have I got any calls for 6 and 7? Have I got a movers and seconder for 6 and 7? Councillor Fowler, Councillor Corr, I'll put that to the council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Moving on to outcomes number 5, I have items 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Have I got any calls for any of those? Have I got any movers for any of those? Councillor Gary and Thane, seconded for that. Councillor Corr, I'll put that to the council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Moving on to urgent business. Councillor Nuttall.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have an urgency motion just to let the Chamber know that NBN are hosting their annual event raising money for the Haven, and I'm just seeking $1,000 out of each ward with a total value of $3,000 to go directly to the Haven to support NBN's annual event.
I'll declare that urgent. Have I got a seconder for that? Councillor Thane. And it's not NBN as the NBN network, it is the Nepean Business Network, just to make that clear.
That's very
for those
true.
Who are playing at home. So I'll put that to the council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Councillor Thane.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Look, I have two. excuse me. The first one is a report to council, and I think it's really important that we have a report to council about the need for having express service between the new metro line when it's open to the mountains and to the city.
I'll declare that urgent, Councillor Thane.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I think it's important for our city and what benefits it can bring to our city, what benefits it can bring to the mountains and to Sydney itself. If the express train actually stops at St. Mary's, where the metro is, it's pointless having a metro if you don't have some kind of service that will take people to and from it in a particularly quick motion. So I'd like, you know, I'm sure the council officer can look at what benefits it would be for our city, for our citizens, ourselves, and for the people that are visiting our country that arrive at St. Mary's, have a service that is quick for them to move around the city as well, Mr. Mayor. So if I could get a report on that, that'd be really good. The second one is, Mr. Mayor, you were kind enough to write to the City of Aberdeen on my behalf last year asking if I could visit their council, Aberdeen in Scotland, and they were kind enough to host me and now Councillor Thane, the other Councillor Thane, while we visited Aberdeen, showed us around the council chambers, the city and the council chamber itself, which in the old council chamber is magnificent. It's probably predates almost settlement here. So it was... And we did. We paid for that trip solely by ourselves as well. It was just a visit to the council area and the city where I was born. But since then, Mr. Mayor, Saturday evening, Aberdeen, like Penrith, was successful in winning the Scottish Cup for the first time in 35 years. So I'd be very grateful if you could write to Aberdeen Council just congratulating the Dandy Dons on their win for the first time in 35 years. And wishing them all the best for the future. I hope they get a four-peat like the success we've had here. But I think it's important that they've only won the Cup once in 35 years. We don't give our competition a head start like we've done this year and catch up, Mr. Mayor.
That's something we can get done, Councillor Thing. Thank you for that. Any other urgent business? There's been no other urgent business. We're moving on. Councillors, as per the agenda, we have now moved into the Committee of the Whole to deal with confidential business. Could I please have a motion that the meeting be closed to the press and public to discuss confidential business as recommended in item one of the Committee of the Whole report? Put that to the... Can I remove that? Councillor Gardner and Councillor Skinner, all in favour? Against, declare that carried. Is there any member of the public who wishes to make representations about the closure of this part of the meeting? There being no representations made, I would ask that the members of the public and press please leave the chamber. You may return to the chamber at the conclusion of confidential business, at which point the General Manager will report the recommendations of the Committee of the Whole to the ordinary meeting of Council.
Councillors, the Committee of the Whole met at 7:12 on Monday the 26th of May, the following being present: His Worship the Mayor, Councillor Todd Carney, Deputy Mayor, Councillor Ross Fowler, OAM, and Councillors Kerr, Mifsud, Cook, Garrion Thane, Nuttall, Burse, McLean, Pollock, Skinner, Day, Gardner and Thane. And the Committee of the Whole excluded the press and public for the reasons set out in CW1, and the Committee of the Whole submitted the following recommendations to Council. Item 2, Council property new lease 118 to 120 Henry Street, Penrith, recommended on the motion of Councillor Fowler, seconded Councillor Skinner, that the information in the report be received. Council enters the proposed lease over 118 to 120 Henry Street, Penrith, on the terms and conditions detailed within this report. All funds received from the lease to be allocated to the property reserve. The common seal of the City of the City of the Council of the City of Penrith be affixed to all documents as required, and the General Manager or his delegate be authorised to sign all necessary legal documents in relation to this matter. Item 3, proposed sale of council-owned land located in Warrington, recommended on the motion of Councillor Fowler, seconded Councillor John Thane, that the information in the report be received. Council approves the sale as per the terms and conditions listed in this report. The common seal of the Council of the City of Penrith be affixed to all documents as required, and the General Manager or his delegate be authorised to sign all necessary legal documents in relation to this matter. Item 4, partial extinguishment of drainage easement, Cook Parade, Wilson Street, St Mary's, recommended in the motion of Councillor Thane, seconded Councillor Fowler, that the information in the report be received. That Council consent to the partial extinguishment of the drainage easement over Council land at lot 102 DP 618270, known as part of Cook Park, Wilson Street, St Mary's, as outlined in this report. The extinguishment be undertaken in accordance with the terms of this report, and that the common seal of the Council of the City of Penrith be affixed to all required documents. The General Manager or their delegate be authorised to sign all necessary legal documents in relation to this matter. Item 5, proposed partial land acquisitions and dedications for the Careen Avenue intersection upgrade project, recommended on the motion of Councillor Cook, seconded Councillor Kerr, that the information in the report be received. Council endorses the commencement of discussions with affected landowners in relation to the Careen Avenue upgrade project and required partial land acquisition affecting their property. Council dedicates the parts of Lot 1 DP 242543 on DP 1316795 and Lot 50 DP 1115528 on DP 1295619 as identified within this report as public road in accordance with Section 47 F2A of the Local Government Act and Section 9 of the Roads Act. The common seal of the Council of the City of Penrith be affixed to all documents as required, and the General Manager or his delegate be authorised to sign all necessary legal documents in relation to this matter. Item 6, compulsory acquisition of Council land, Mulgoa Road Upgrade Stage 2, recommended on the motion of Councillor Thane, seconded Councillor Fowler, that the information in the report be received. Council provides concurrence to the compulsory acquisition of the land detailed within this report under the Land Acquisition Just Terms Compensation Act 1991. Council accepts the offer of compensation as outlined in this report. The proceeds from this acquisition be retained in the property reserve to fund future property projects, and the common seal of the Council of the City of Penrith be affixed to all documents as required, and the General Manager or his delegate be authorised to sign all necessary legal documents in relation to this matter. And final item 7, debt write-off report, 8 Donohoes Avenue, Mulgoa, recommended on the motion of Councillor Thane, seconded Councillor McLean, that the information in the report be received. Council write-off $17,500 from the rates account, 632926 for Stanley J. McCann and Eunice R. McCann and Richard J. McCann at 8 Donohoes Avenue, Mulgola, as outlined in this report.
Can I get someone to move the committee of the whole report? Councillor McLean, Councillor Corr, put that to the council. In favour, against, declare that carried. Thank you very much, councillors. I wish everyone a good night.